This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from the DBs. It's called The Sound of Music. It's probably not the kind of music the Von Trapp family would have enjoyed. The DBs album cover pictures an older couple in their bedroom. She has her hands over her ears. He is banging on the ceiling with a broomstick, as if trying to get the DBs above to turn down the volume.
In 1978, a group of North Carolina expatriates living in New York City formed the DBs. The title of their first album, released in 1981, explained their name. Stands for Decibels, it was called. Since that time, the DBs have gone through numerous personnel changes, losing one of the band's two main songwriters in the process, but they still remain committed to making the sort of bright, tight rock songs that have made the DBs a cult favorite.
I was up, pacing the floor. She was on her way out of town and she wanted to know if I'd gone insane. Well, I might, but I doubt if that changes things. She said, yeah, you're right. So I hung up the phone cause I don't wanna hear what Molly says.
That's Molly Says from the new DBs album, The Sound of Music. One interesting aspect of the DBs material is that while the melodies are invariably up-tempo and catchy, the lyrics are often prickly, ambivalent, often downright downbeat. This is certainly true of the song Change with the Changing Times. It's about a fellow standing in New York's Grand Central Station preparing to leave the city after a breakup with his girlfriend. The DBs haven't had an easy time of it commercially. The band's first two albums weren't even released in America. They were issued in England to great acclaim. The DBs' third album, called Like This, found an American record company in 1984, but just as it was released, the company, Bearsville, went out of business. It's no wonder the band considers this new one, The Sound of Music, released by a solid American label, IRS, to be the first DBs album that really has a chance to be heard by a large number of people. The band's leader, Peter Holsapple, said recently, "This is our second album and our first fourth album." He said, "We're lucky that our fans have been as persistent as we have."
Ask me why I can't eat. know just where you're at. You're in Bonneville, Bonneville. And where I come from, it's so different. Once I get there, I will see for myself. One day soon, I've got to go. I know I'll go to Bonneville. I'll see it there in front of me, and behind of me, and beside of me. And the heat gets so dry, I get sand in my eyes. Maybe then I'll realize I'm in Bonneville, Bonneville, Bonneville.
That's Bonneville, the sort of immediately attractive rock song that leaves you wondering why the DBs aren't better known than they are. If you listen to the stuff that clutters up most rock radio stations, I suppose you can figure it out. The DBs sing with hoarse, conversational voices, and they aren't afraid to let their influences show. Country music on that song, for instance. At a time when the most successful rock music is a series of seamless creations whose sentiments comfort or complement the listener, the DBs are busy avoiding clichés. For almost a decade now, they've refused to pretend to be rebels or pin-up boys or spokesmen for their generation. They're just smart fellows making rock and roll.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.